Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. So much to get into as we get ready for one of the great stretches of playoff football ever. We got Thursday night with college football with Penn State and Notre Dame, Friday night Texas, Ohio State, and then Saturday it begins in the NFL with the Texans and the Chargers, the Ravens, the Steelers, 1 o'clock Sunday, the Bills, the Broncos, and then we know what happens at 4:30 Sunday right here in Philadelphia, the Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I wanted to dive in today to the quarterbacks, not just Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts, two quarterbacks in the game, but the playoff quarterbacks. So I wanted to rank the quarterbacks as we enter the postseason, rank the 14 postseason quarterbacks as we start this off here for the NFL postseason. And I wanted to do this with a combination of two things. It's a combination of how they played right now in the regular season. So a lot of weight towards right now, but then also a lot of weight towards my trust level of them in the postseason. And when I, the reason I get to that is, if we're just going off of this regular season, a guy like Lamar Jackson has a case to be one or two. Statistically, he was probably the best quarterback in the NFL this season, reigning MVP, probably going to finish second this year to another MVP. He's a great player. But we've all watched him in the postseason. There's no way you'd put him over some other guys in the playoffs. And you might be surprised where I have him on my list entering the postseason because I've seen him struggle so much in the biggest moments. Then there's a guy like Patrick Mahomes. Based on this regular season, heck, he wasn't even a Pro Bowler. Where do you put him? How high do you put him? But he's Patrick Mahomes. And we all know on the biggest stage, when things matter, you want the ball in his hand. So this is my trust level of the quarterbacks entering the postseason, 1 through 14, based on where they are right now, what they've done in the past. It's a combination of those things. You can't separate it. You can't pretend we haven't seen the moments we've seen with some of these guys, whether they're great right now or they've been mediocre right now. So let's dive into it. Number one, I'm going to go 1 through 14. I think that gives a better context of where they are compared to everybody else. And I don't think there's much drama at the top. You know, I'm not building up to, oh my goodness, who's number one? You know who's number one. Number one, without question, is Patrick Mahomes. If I had a team set and then there were 14 quarterbacks just standing there, how would I pick them? Like, who would I take with the biggest games on the line? Let's start number one. And that is Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes, I would take clearly over anybody else. He's one of the four greatest quarterbacks of all time already. He's inching towards becoming, at this point, probably a top two quarterback of all time if he wins this championship. That's how great he is. I know the regular season wasn't his best. That being said, it wasn't like Patrick Mahomes was bad during the regular season. He went 15-1 as a starter. 67.5 completion percentage, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He had a passer rating of 93.5, a QBR of 67.9. His QBR ranked 8th in the NFL. His completion percentage ranked 10th in the NFL. His yards per attempt this year, you know, it was below average, only at 6.8. But I look at it and I say, you know, this guy played well, especially when you start looking at what happened, I would say, the last, 10 weeks or so. I'm going to pull up Patrick Mahomes' last 10 weeks of the season. You know, you go and look at what he did from, let's say, that Buffalo loss. Or I'll just pull it up this way. He had a lot of interceptions early. You know, early in the season, he had most of his interceptions. Since November 4th, I'm going to pull up his game logs and then we'll kind of move forward. But, you know, if there's any arguments over Mahomes at one, you're being silly. But so he threw a pick against the Raiders on October 27th. Okay, and that continued a streak where he had at least one pick in every one of their first seven games. Since then, so if we go from November 4th, they played Tampa Bay through his last start of the season. Okay, let's just kind of take it from there and look at what Patrick Mahomes did and the heater he's been on entering the postseason. I think there's this idea that, you know, he hasn't played very well or this or that. No, early in the season, it was passer ratings of 44, 80, 87, 89, only one over 100 in the first seven games of the season. If you look at Patrick Mahomes' numbers since November 4th, nine games, they're 8-1, 18 touchdowns, two picks, a 99 passer rating, and he has been, you know, in terms of completion percentage, in terms of rating, in terms of interceptions, very, very good. So Patrick Mahomes, number one, entering the postseason. Number two is Josh Allen. I always say this when Allen comes up. We're watching the picture of a Hall of Fame career. He just needs to get to a Super Bowl now. He's been remarkable, likely the MVP this season. His ability to run physically and fast, get away, throw with a rocket for an arm. He developed touch. He's a great football player, and he just missed that one thing, and that is a Super Bowl. He's number two. Number three is going to surprise you, but it shouldn't. Because if you listen to me for years, I mean, I've been on this guy since, I don't know, 2017, 18, 19. It's Jared Goff. I'm a Jared Goff guy. His numbers speak for themselves. He's become an assassin throwing over the middle. He stands down pressure now. He used to get really rattled with the blitz. He no longer does anymore. We're talking about a guy that finished the season 37 touchdowns, 12 picks, 72.4% completion, and he had a 111.8 passer rating. Outstanding season for Jared Goff in every way. He finished second in passer rating. He finished sixth in QBR. He finishes the season fourth in passing touchdowns. He finishes the season second in completion percentage. I mean, the guy was remarkable. Yards per attempt this year, he finished second, as good as it gets this year. And if the game's on the line, he's already been to a Super Bowl. He has won an NFC Championship game in New Orleans back when they had Breeze and they had Sean Payton. He's ice. He's money. He's better with pressure now. I'm a big Jared Goff guy. He's number three for me entering the postseason. Number four is Lamar Jackson. You could say it's too low. I've seen too many Lamar Jackson failures in the postseason to get fooled. Now, maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the year it all comes together. He had another remarkable regular season. You can make a case this was his best when you add in the passer rating, his yards per attempt, his adjusted yards per attempt, his touchdown percentage, 41 touchdowns, four interceptions. The guy was incredible. He blew last year's MVP year statistically out of the water. I mean, that's how good he was this regular season. But until I see him do it on the biggest stage, I don't trust him. Career in the postseason, 57.4 passer completion percentage, six touchdowns, six picks, a passer rating of 75.7. He has started six playoff games. He has one game with a passer rating over 100. Every other game, it's under 80. It's not even average. 78.8, 63.2, 74.8, 61.5, 75.5. He's been brutal in these big spots, and that's why I knock him down to number four. Number five is Matthew Stafford. I know he's a little bit older. I know he's not what he was physically deep down years ago when he won the Super Bowl in 2021. He's still a very formidable quarterback, and I do not take him lightly in big moments. Matthew Stafford, you know, he had 20 touchdowns, eight picks, but they played some of the year without Puka, without Cooper Kupp. He's a dangerous quarterback if he gets on a heater. I don't know if he will. I think the Rams are actually a very dangerous team now and into the future with all the young guys they've brought in. We'll see how long Stafford wants to play. But, you know, he's just got to rev it up for a couple games. He's five on my list. Number six is Justin Herbert. Quietly had a remarkable season in his first year with Jim Harbaugh. 65.9 completion, 3,870 yards, 23 touchdowns, only three interceptions. Only had three interceptions this season. Now, he did take 41 sacks. That's too many. And that was good for the seventh most in the NFL. Took way too many sacks. So that concerns me a little bit. But I do love Herbert and his arm and his ability to move. Had a big year. And if I got to go win some playoff games, he'd be sixth on my list. Number seven, and you might, this is where you might start saying, come on, Joe, put Jalen Hurts above him. You'll hear Hurts' name soon, but number seven for me is Jaden Daniels. There's something unique, something special about this kid. Reminds me of a young Lamar, but I think he's been better in these clutch moments dating back to college. He's got these game-winning drives, did it to the Eagles a couple weeks ago. I wouldn't want to face him in a big moment. He just has something about him that he's going to break your back. And I think he's going to beat the Bucs on Sunday night and get the Commanders to the second round. Jaden Daniels is number seven for me, on my list. Number eight, this is where I put Jalen Hurts. I started kind of workshopping a segment we're going to do on the Midday Show coming up later this week. The top 10 players are going to play in this game on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. And I had a tough time finding a spot for Hurts in the list. I don't think it's a knock on him. He's had a good season. He's bounced back from last year. He has played well. And obviously the Eagles need him, as I record this, to practice this afternoon. I'm doing this podcast on a Wednesday morning. They need him on the field. They need him to play. They need him to play well in order to win the Super Bowl. I just think among this group, he kind of sits right towards the middle for me. I have him number eight. He has been up and down as a thrower this year. He has taken way better care of the football from post-bye, and I give him a lot of credit for that. But I go into the postseason where he hasn't played in a few weeks. He's thrown four passes from the time he walked off the field against the Steelers in Week 15. He'll have thrown four passes to the playoff game. Out of concussion protocol, he has a broken finger on his left hand, which could impact how he holds the football and will he fumble and all that kind of stuff. He's number eight for me. I know he did it a couple years ago. His postseason resume is a little up and down. He did win an NFC championship, but he didn't, wasn't needed a lot to do in that game. Played well in the Super Bowl, but had a crushing turnover in the first half, as we know. He's number eight for me on my list. I like Hurts. I believe in Hurts. He's a good player, but I can't put him higher than this on my list. Number nine is Baker Mayfield. He's got the kind of game right now with a lot of moxie. Reminds me of him in college, where he could throw his team into any round, and he could throw his team out of any round. I think there's a real chance Baker Mayfield goes on a heater and gets his team to an NFC Championship game, as much as I think he could throw two picks on Sunday night and down go the Bucs. He has turned into a good quarterback. He's a fun quarterback. I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to raise a trophy one day, but he's certainly capable of winning some playoff games as he did last year. Number 10, and you might think it's too low based on the season he had, is Sam Darnold. But I got a little spooked what I saw last week. I thought he saw ghosts in Detroit. I didn't think he handled pressure well. I thought he missed open guys where he could have hit guys in the end zone for touchdowns or just off the right side on out routes, and he just sailed him. I thought Sam Darnold played a little frenetic last week, and it reminds you of how little experience he has in these big games. Now, I'm leaning towards the Vikings winning on Monday night because I think it's a good matchup for them. And I believe in O'Connell, and I believe Darnold will get it together a little bit, but I'm not sold on Darnold getting on a run yet. Now, 2 weeks from now, I may say, oh my goodness, I put him behind Daniels, a rookie. I put him behind Mayfield. But Darnold, for me, number 10, no playoff experience. Number 11 is Jordan Love. He had a weird year, Jordan Love, where you look at some of his numbers and some of his stats, you're like, wow, he was fifth in QBR. You talk about Jordan Love, 63.1 completion, not great. 25 touchdowns, Love picks, not great. But the QBR was very good. Yards per attempt this year, he was fifth. Yards adjusted yet net yards per complete, adjusted yards per pass attempt, he was 10th. He had a good season in a lot of ways. His passer rating was, 96.7, good for 12th. His QBR, again, as I said, was fifth. He doesn't take sacks. I mean, you look up at the number of sacks he took in terms of starting quarterbacks, one of the best in the NFL sack percentage. He doesn't take sacks. It's a really, really remarkable trait of his. So the league average was 6.87 on a sack percentage. Jordan Love only took sacks on 3.19% of his dropbacks. Only Josh Allen among quarterbacks that started more than 10 games were better. I mean, that's it. Josh Allen, and we know how great Josh Allen is at avoiding sacks. Only 14 sacks taken for Jordan Love. So that's something. But he's been banged up this year. I didn't feel like he took that big leap. Some people saw him for MVP before the season. I had a future on him. He didn't play like that. He's a good quarterback. He can get on a heater. We saw it last year. But with the hand, I wonder how much all year he was kind of bothered by the groin, which was a thing that he got hurt week one against the Eagles. The knee, the groin, he had a lot of weird things this year. He's 11 on my list. Number 12, CJ Stroud, big step back season. I saw him miss wide open throws on Christmas. took a lot of sacks this year. I mean, his sacks this season, C.J. Stroud was sacked 52 times. If you take Caleb Williams out because he just took a million sacks, I mean, C.J. Stroud, 52 sacks. Look at the decline in C.J. Stroud from last year to this year. You know, his completion percentage went down. His yards went down. His touchdowns went down. His interceptions went up. Interception percentage went up. Success rate down. Yards per attempt down. Adjusted yards per pass attempt down. Yards per completion down. Yards per game cratered. Rating cratered. QBR cratered. Sacks up. Boy, it was a sophomore slump for sure, even though they won one more game. Now they're a home dog in the playoffs. Stroud, for me, number 12, didn't like the way he played at the end of the season. I'm going to put Bo Nix at 13. I thought about Nix above Stroud. I mean, he's played better than him. You look at his numbers, 28 touchdowns to 8 picks since week 5. He's really played good football. He dominated the Chiefs last week with a chance to make the playoffs. I like Nix. I think there's something interesting about him. Him and Daniels have this thing where they're both a little bit older, so they've played a lot of football. I'm a Nix guy. I think he's got a good trajectory here, but he's never played a playoff game. Let's see him play well in Buffalo. He's 13 for me. Russell Wilson, 14. He looks like a shot fighter. Had a nice little run, but he could get crushed this weekend in Baltimore against the Ravens. So my official playoff quarterback rankings as we enter the postseason: Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Goff 3, Jackson 4, Stafford 5, Herbert 6, Daniel 7, Hurts 8, Mayfield 9, Darnold 10, Love 11, Stroud 12, Nix 13, and Russell Wilson 14. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, a YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Thanks so much for being part of the show.